Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo.
Yo.
What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing? You placing your final bets?
No, I'll do all that, you know, before.
Well, this is before.
I know, but, you know, the morning of.
You got to wait for those
updates. Just see what's going on, you know what I mean?
I saw...
It's Big Red Friday. You're not wearing any red? I don't understand.
Because I had my jersey in my hands this morning. I was like, you know what? If I wear this, they're just going to make fun of me. I'll just wait.
Why would I make fun of you? It's Red Friday.
I understand, but one of them says Heward on it. And the other one has my name on it. So I was like, they're going to make fun of either one of them that I wear. So
it says Slim Fast on it?
No, it says my name on the back. My buddy got it for me. It just says Reed. He bought them for, I don't know, four or five of us one year when we got season tickets. And he just bought it. I didn't ask for them. None of us did. But he bought everybody a jersey with their name on it so that it wouldn't, you know, I guess, be time sensitive. that was his thing. He's like, these are really expensive, so I didn't want to get a jersey and have it. And this was also like,
I mean, it makes sense.
Right, you, around the
you spent a lot of money on a Heward, so.
Well, that was,
you're kind of laughing at his strategy there, but when you're standing
I'm
there looking
laughing.
At one
just,
with Reed on it,
I'm not laughing. I just I like it. That's what I wear to games. I just thought that you guys might poke fun at me. I don't look good in
never.
A jersey anyway, and I, for whatever reason, I don't have a single Chiefs T-shirt. All I have is the jersey, and I have a winter coat because those are the two things that I end up wearing to the game. If I don't need the coat, it's just the jersey. If it's cold, I wear the jersey and the coat. So I don't have a T-shirt. I have
a
Mahomes
t-shirt.
One. It's just a little too slim fitting. You know what I mean? It's real close, and I'm like, I don't know. What do you think about this, bro? And she's like, I wouldn't. And if she's saying that, then it's like, yeah, just forget it. I'll just give it to her. I could do it. Maybe if I wore like, you know, something else with it, like a jacket. But if I were to wear it, just kind of looks like I'm wearing Under Armour a little bit.
Oh, I like that look on you.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, most do. But for whatever reason, I don't know, it makes me a little bit uncomfortable. So I need to get some Chiefs T-shirts and stuff.
I'm going to get you one.
Are you excited?
Yeah, baseball's almost here.
Come on,
it's
man.
Almost baseball
it's,
season,
it's,
man.
It's Friday. You can do this. This is the last time you have to talk about it on the air leading up to the game. Now, we may want to discuss a little bit come Monday, but this is the last time that I'm asking you to just not play the villain. Take a break from playing
the villain.
You've been playing the villain.
No, I haven't.
Your kid is excited about this. This is his team.
He is.
Yes.
Although I asked him, I was like, you're going to wear your Chiefs jersey today? And he was like, nah.
Probably the same reasons as me. Not because he has a Heward jersey, but because he just doesn't like
the
way he looks
Chris
in a
Jones.
Jersey. Yeah, but does he wear the jersey often to school?
No.
See, I'll bet he's like me. He's like, I don't like wearing the jersey.
Right.
Some people pull it off and they look fine. Some people even look good. And maybe I don't look terrible, but in my head I look terrible.
Right, he may not just
now, your son, I'd be surprised. I'm a little more surprised, I should say, because he plays football. So for me, it was always like, I never played football, you know, like on a league.
I think he came down, he had a red sweatshirt on, and I was like, yo, you're not going to wear your Chiefs jersey? And then he was like, oh, yeah, and he started to go back upstairs, and he looked down at his shirt, and he was like, I'm fine. And then
yeah.
he sat down on the couch and watched TV. I think he was like, you know what, luckily enough, I have a red shirt on.
Yep. The closest thing I had to red, I guess I wore yesterday, so I ended up wearing this. I saw this news about Rice being stepped on and injured. Did you see that?
Like
this week? I assumed I must be late to this news, but I saw a story that said that he was injured.
Oh, the wide receiver.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like Uncle Ben's.
Oh, no.
Like
no,
somebody got hurt walking on Uncle Ben's.
No. Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice.
They said that somebody stepped on him and it hurt his ankle. So I was like, well, that doesn't seem good. Because the headline was like Chiefs star injured leading up to Super Bowl. And I click on it. It's a picture of him. But I saw somewhere, maybe people on Twitch will probably know, I was hoping you would, that Andy Reid, I guess, said he's okay. And I also thought, I don't know how all that stuff works with I thought maybe there's some strategy that's involved where you're messing with the other team.
I'm sure he's fine. It's a Super Bowl. They'll shoot him up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They will. They'll make that pain go away. You know, the ankle thing, if it's his foot, they can make it go away.
Right, I just wonder if you lose a half step even.
Yeah.
Even if you just lose that half step, I don't know if that makes a difference or not.
You don't want to be caught half-stepping.
No, you don't. if you're going to step, never step because you're stepping.
That's right.
And I learned that at a young age. And I'm sure he did, too. I'm sure he did. So what did you do last night since I last saw you?
Because they're slipping.
Yeah, you will be slipping if you're slipping. Because I'm slipping and stepping. What did you do?
No, I went and worked out with Chacho at the football field.
Oh.
I came home and I watched a little bit of, I was tired. Well, the one where the mom and dad buy the girl a Buick to bang their kid.
The one where the mom and dad buy the girl a Buick. Oh, the Jennifer Lawrence comedy.
Yes.
I saw that on
you did?
New Year's.
You saw it? Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it yet. I'm about halfway through. It made me laugh more than once.
Yeah. Perfectly.
I stopped right. I was like, man, all right, I got to go to bed. Was when he was doing Maneater at the restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's pretty good.
There's some funny lines in it.
She's pretty good.
She's good, and I thought that just the writing, there were some things that made me chuckle. You know, that caught me off guard. Like, when they meet at the restaurant, and he asked for a Pepsi, we were like, we only have Coke. And
he's like, do you want to go somewhere else?
Yeah. You know, little stuff like that. I was like, all right, this is funny enough. I got a few laughs out of it.
And then when he was like, in that same scene, when he was like, did you have sex with him? And then she was like, whatever they said. And then she's like, well, do you want to have sex with him? I can call him back. Troy.
Right. Yeah, that made me laugh, too. That's right. Yeah, I don't remember how it ended. Now I know I saw it, and I know that I even rewatched
it. No hard feelings.
No hard feelings. That's it.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, I thought it was funny.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not.
It's not comedy gold that's going to go down in history as.
But
the best
it's a
comedy
decent. Like I'm like, yeah, there's some well written jokes.
Exactly.
In there. Yeah.
It's the problem with comedies. Most of them, I think, most people would agree. Even if whether you're critical or not, comedy. Most of the time when you watch a comedy, you're like, I could go without this. Most of the time, you probably even turn it off. You know what I mean? Like, because you just say, this is not for me. This is not my kind of humor. I don't know. You know, it's for someone, but it's not for me. So if you find something that is entertaining enough and you chuckle.
Yeah, that type of humor is for me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's rude.
Yeah.
It's rude. She does a good job of being rude.
Pretty well done. It reminded me a little bit of like an Amy Schumer movie.
Yeah, it did, for sure.
Exactly what
it was like Trainwreck.
Yeah, exactly. Same kind of thing. So, yeah, I like that stuff. I watched a true crime documentary I didn't even know was out. I think it
It's funny because I was watching with my oldest son. It was one of those moments where you're like, oh, when she started doing the strip tease.
Oh, does he get uncomfortable? Or is
no,
that uncomfortable?
Not really. We don't, because there's no, like, when they start having sex, you know, I'll go, like, I'm going to get some. But they don't do that.
Yeah.
But she does do the strip tease, and I'm like, man, as she's doing it, I go, I don't know, man. All the other stuff I probably could have put up with, but this is weird. I'd leave. And he goes, not me.
So you're saying if you were him. Yeah. Okay.
I was like, yeah, if I was him, man, I'd get out of there when she started acting like that. He goes, not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me, Dad. That's hilarious.
I'm like, fair enough.
That's the opposite of how I would have responded to my dad watching that movie. As a matter of fact, by the time that started, I would have already been in the kitchen.
Yeah, no.
You need anything about
I mean, we're not like talking about it, but I was just, because it's an awkward thing. It wasn't more. It was more awkward than it was sexual.
Right.
I was like, man, that girl's weird, man. I'd have to get out of there. He goes, not me. Not me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things that I guess I've never asked you about when it comes to, because obviously you've always been, you're very close with your boys, and you guys are very open with one another.
Yeah.
But I've never asked you about the thing that we've always talked about, like with the uncomfortable scenes in the movies. Have you ever noticed them walk away?
They'll look down at their phone, or I'll get up and go to the kitchen.
Oh, so you still do it.
Yeah, now, I'll go to the kitchen.
Why didn't my dad get up and go to the kitchen?
I'll be like, anybody need anything? And they'll look down their phone and be like, yeah, can you grab me ice cream? And, you know, it's over.
You know, maybe my dad did get up and go to the kitchen and I wasn't picking up on it. And I thought, God, I'm glad he left. Because right. this is happening now, but he probably knew.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
know
that.
We don't watch very much. You know, those, we don't watch movies like that, really. Yeah. So, I mean, if it happens, it's like a surprise thing.
You're I thought even in an action movie when suddenly there's a sex
right.
scene
but
or something.
But it's, you know, so rare, really.
Yeah, they don't do it like they did when we were kids. Uh-uh. In the 80s, if it was R-rated when
they
we
really
were kids,
don't.
It had to have nudity.
Yeah,
in it.
Now they really, you know, and the even, sex scenes are. If we run into one, it's a funny thing like that.
Right. Yeah. I feel like, and maybe it was just because we were also young and horny, but God, it felt like movies had so many seduction scenes that then led up to the sex scene and, you know, then the cheating sex.
Mr. M says,
sex.
Me and the kids and you, you know, it's not whore night like you guys had.
I know, that's why I asked. But I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't notice like you would, obviously, because you've got kids, so I wouldn't notice if there's ever sex scenes in movies, but I figure maybe there's some in something like John Wick. I don't know. Something that you're watching at some point and you go, ugh. And they get up, and you're like, oh, man, I should have tried to get up first. Because I just assume that that's a feeling that every kid will always have.
Oh, yeah.
Forever, no matter what. No matter how much things change.
Like when you watch them with your mom now.
Well, yeah, I don't watch movies very often with my mom.
Well,
but
you did, it
yeah,
would feel weird.
Yeah, I would definitely want to get out of there.
Right.
And for whatever reason, I think it was a little less uncomfortable with her. Because she would just say something. Like, oh, God. You know, why do they have to do this? Whatever. I kind of knew that she might complain about it. Whereas my dad was like, silence, keep your eyes straight ahead. Don't look at each other. Don't discuss this. And I'm just like, ugh. So it was always about once you're in the scene, it's too late. Yeah. I can't get up and leave then. That's too obvious. So I had to try and
leave
the room.
Well, there have been times where like it's gone on a little bit longer than what I thought. I'm like, I'm just going to fast forward this.
My dad did that a couple of times.
I'm like, well, come on.
Yeah, my dad did that a couple of times.
I'm like, not that, and I would even say, now there's anything wrong with this. We just don't need to watch it together.
Right.
And I just fast forward, like, okay.
That's funny. Yeah, my dad's, he did the exact same thing a couple times. I remember seeing those VHS,
I think,
know,
the only thing I turned
moves.
Off recently was one of the new South Parks.
What?
We watch a bunch of South Park, but the one where they're like, not for kids, and then, have you seen it? And then he starts.
The one about the energy
doing
drink?
The snow cone?
The snow cone.
No.
I don't know.
No different
I don't
one.
Remember. Okay, no, maybe I haven't seen
I was like,
it.
All right, well.
What's let's are we not? Are we allowed to just. Can you
well, the
describe
snow, what you what snow cone likes to do?
Oh, the snow cone! I got you. I got you. Wow. Yeah. No, I definitely don't remember that, and that would be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was like,
I was thinking, how I can't imagine you guys not watching South Park together, and you know it's crude, but okay.
Yeah,
yeah, that's bad.
It's like a little. I don't remember which one it is, but it's you know, how do I like you know those like sexy scenes that are like behind blinds or whatever, so it's two shadows.
Oh, silhouette. Yeah.
And they're right, and they're. Doing whatever, and then the other one just starts eating the other one's ass, and I'm like, "All right, man."
Oh, okay, okay.
First, I don't want you guys to do that. I don't want you guys to know that even cartoons do that,
right? But I mean, you know,
it's unsanitary.
It's you versus the internet at this point. Although,
you know what, all I could do is fight my war.
Their generation might not be into it at all.
Who knows?
It could end up going down to something that just millennials were into,
yeah,
because of whatever pornography was coming out in the late '90s, early 2000s, and that's that. Because I mean, Gen Z kids. They're going to bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock. Did you see that in the Wall Street Journal this week?
Mm-mm.
They asked Gen Z, I guess they ask every generation, like, what time do you go to bed? And they keep track of it each year. And Gen Z kids, their average bedtime, it had gone down another almost 30 minutes, I want to say, from last year. They're going to bed between like 9 and 10 o'clock. It used to be like 10:20, then it got closer to 10 o'clock. And now it's maybe like it's either right at or a little before 10 o'clock. And they said they just keep going to bed earlier and they sleep more. They just put more priority on sleep. And I thought, look, I love to sleep.
Yeah.
But it was never a question of just lay down earlier because then you'll get the sleep. I've tried that a million times. I just lay awake.
Well, yeah.
So
but I mean,
there is
I never have to tell my boys to go to bed.
So maybe
I mean, on the weekends they can stay up as long. I don't care.
Yeah.
But yeah, like last night, I think Chacho was like, 10 to 9, he's like, I'm going to bed.
And so they sleep a long time?
Yeah, he slept
well?
From 10 to 9 until, he, you know, his alarm went off at 6:15 this morning.
Yeah, I do think there's something, though, that's
And then
genetic,
we were watching
though.
That movie, me and Yiro, and it was like, you know, 9:45. He's like, I got to shower and go to bed. I'm not going to make it.
Okay.
That was it.
I mean, even to this day.
But they're getting up so goddamn early, and then, you know.
I know, that's a huge part of it. But even when we were getting up early, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I could be tired. I might even fall asleep for a half a minute when I get home from school. But when it was actually a good time to go to bed, then I just felt wide awake. And I've never been able to overcome that. Not that I've tried super hard, and I've never been medicated for it, because I know that I would get addicted to sleep meds instantly. Right. I know me. And the thought of being able to take it home, go to bed whenever.
I mean, it's the same thing.
Right, which I can only take so much because it stops working and it makes you feel like crap the next day.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I have it there as an emergency and doesn't work as well as it used to, you know, but it's still, it'll work. It's just I got to take enough of it that I really feel bad the next day.
Right.
I take enough that I could genuinely see an accidental overdose.
I don't have a problem. Not anymore. I used to have to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't have to do it anymore. And especially if I have to get... If I, like this morning, I was up at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to make sure... I don't even know why. They're teenagers. I got to drive one of them to school, but the other one drives himself. But that's I don't make them breakfast.
Right.
You know? I used to.
They got that figured out.
Yeah, like they grab a protein shake or a granola bar. My youngest is like, yeah, I'm not eating. I'm like, why don't you eat breakfast in the morning, man? I'll make you whatever you want. You want waffles? You want it? What do you want? He's like... We have lunch at 10 o'clock.
I know. That's the
I'm
thing.
Like, so
I
that's
the
other thing. I'm like,
school.
Oh, you're right. It just sucks, right? He's like, so I'm not hungry until I get home. Like, our lunch is breakfast. Like, I'm having it in 2 hours. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. I always ate breakfast until I got to that high school level where you're eating lunch at 10. Like, 10:15, I think, one time was my actual lunchtime. 10:15 in the morning. Right. I mean, I know we're getting there early, but still, I always thought that was a little ridiculous.
Little early,
it messes up your whole schedule. But yeah, here I found
my
the article.
Oldest just grabs a protein shake and out the door.
Well, they said that's all kids and young adults now are into. Protein shakes, granola bars.
That's
like cereal sales have been plummeting for years.
Me and him will eat Wheaties sometimes in the morning.
I eat cereal at night, but I never eat it for breakfast. It doesn't stick with me, but I ate it when I was a kid every morning for sure. But it says Gen Z and millennials... I guess they're both going to bed earlier because adults between the ages of 18 and 34 went to bed. Okay, 10:06 p.m.
Hairball says, are they going to sleep or are they just going to the room? I think they both go and lay down and mess around on their phone.
Yeah, probably.
But I'll go up there like 45 minutes later and just check on them, open up the door, and, you know, they're both asleep.
Yeah.
So I think they do what everybody does. They get on their phone and scroll TikTok and then fall asleep. And they know. I mean, I think they were raised with it, unlike us. So they know. Well, if I'm going to spend 35 minutes on TikTok, I got to go to bed now.
Yeah.
Like, that's just programmed into your time of when you're going to go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't have that. Your kids never had, like, a strict bedtime, right?
Never.
And didn't you say you never did when
never.
You were a kid? Man, mine was strict.
No, I mean, would tell me, like, I think when the news came on, I had to go to my room.
When you were a kid? So, like, 11 p.m. in Detroit, though, right?
Yeah, 11 p.m. when the news came on, I'd have to go... to my room, but I had a TV in my room.
That's like when you were little?
Yeah.
God, my bedtime when I was little was 8 o'clock, and then a little later, like by the time I got to about third grade, somewhere around there, I think it got to 9 o'clock. And then, I want to say maybe 5th and 6th grade, then I could stay up until the news came on, which is 10 o'clock here.
Yeah, no, I think the only time that I ever, it would be I was in trouble.
Okay.
Like, you're going to go to bed early if I did something, or if I had trouble getting up the next morning.
Right.
Like, if I gave him any sort of flag about getting up, then it was like, all right, it's 9 o'clock, you're going to bed. Why?
Right.
No TV, because you gave us crap this morning.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't allowed to have a TV in the room either. That was part of it. Well, yeah, it says the bedtime.
I had a little black and white TV with rabbit ears. I watched Hockey Night in Canada.
I only got that when I was sick. Then they'd bring in the little rabbit ear TV and let me watch TV, but otherwise I wasn't allowed to have it. My mom always told me I could if I got my grades up, but I never got my grades up, so it never worked. Yeah, 10:18 is when 18 to 34-year-olds are going to bed now. They say all of a sudden it's so much cooler and accepted to go to sleep early, and everyone has just adapted. Look, I never thought it was uncool. Maybe I did when I was a little kid, but I've just never been able to fall asleep at a reasonable time.
When you're little, only if you were walking to school and your friends were like, did you see this show?
Exactly.
Like,
it happened
my
at
bedtime.
School all the time, and I was so embarrassed. I'm like, how did they get to watch Letterman?
Right.
That's on after the news.
Right. That's the only time it's uncool.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Oh, she gives a lot of money to food banks, too. Sorry.
Who?
This is the other thing. Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did read that thing. It was like, I don't have it in front of me, so I'll just, whatever, I'll paraphrase it. .. Somebody asked Travis Kelce,
a question,
why do they think people are so obsessed with him and Taylor Swift? And he basically said, I think it's because we share the same values. That's what he said. Okay. We share the same values. We like to shine a light on other people.
Okay.
And we like to spread love, and we love life. And I was like, I hope you get your brakes beat
off. Oh, stop. Stop. Nah. Just stop. With
bring Ronnie Lott out of retirement.
Stop. You do not. I know you don't dislike Travis Kelce. I know you don't.
Handsy ass up.
I've heard you say many times that you like Travis Kelce off the air.
Your brother should have talked. You got an older brother, man. He should have talked to you a little bit more. Cheesy cornball.
Dude, just stop.
I'm just kidding. I don't hate Travis Kelce.
I know
nor
you
do
don't.
I hate Taylor Swift.
Have you guys seen the 13 thing going around?
What's that? Oh, yeah.
About, you know, that's her lucky numbers, born with 13. That's her. But all the ways it adds up to 13, the Super Bowl, it's
yeah.
crazy.
Oh, except for it felt like they were just looking for math.
Well, right. Yeah.
That's what they always do with those
like,
things.
Well, if you take 8 plus 5 minus 2, I'm like, all right, I just turned it off after that.
Well, no, it's pretty. I mean, I thought so, too. But like it's 58, Super Bowl 58, 5 mm-hmm. plus 8. Super Bowl date, it's 2-11, 2 plus 11. Playing against the 49ers, 4 plus 9. Mm. 49ers are 1 seed, Chiefs are 3 seed, 1 and 3. Tokyo to Vegas flight, 13 hours.
Yeah, well, I'll take the 49ers minus 13.
Shout out
just
to Jason.
Stop.
Shout out to Jason for sending me that.
Yeah. 49ers minus 13, how's that?
By the way, Snowcone, you're
by
not
the way, I don't like, I like Travis Kelce. And I don't know that I even like her. She's a little cheeky for me, a little syrupy, you know, like
she's a little sweet,
a little
I
sweet, you
that.
Know. But
I mean, just from my own personal, I don't think that's a bad thing.
No. It's just like I'm saying, we probably wouldn't. I mean, we could probably be friends, but we could be pretty opposite people, at least from the persona she puts out, right?
Miley Cyrus gets my attention more.
Yeah,
with her.
I'd hang out with Miley Cyrus. I'm like, yeah, I like you. It's not. You know what? I like them both.
I
feel more kinship towards the attitude that Miley Cyrus puts out. I'm more intrigued by that. And I feel like I would get along with her better. That said, Taylor Swift seems like a very, very nice person.
Yes.
Like a very, and people drag her. Like they were like, oh, she mean-girled Lana Del Rey at the Grammys. I'm like, what are we like? So apparently, Taylor Swift won a Grammy. Did you know this?
I knew that. We played a clip of it.
And then she brought up Lana Del Rey with her?
Didn't know that.
And
did you know that, Snow Cone?
Wait, was it again?
Did that Lana Del Rey got brought up on stage with Taylor when she won?
Yeah, I did not know that. Okay. I saw a picture of them.
So
like
she
the
brought
after party.
Her up, and it looked like Lana Del Rey was like, no, I don't want to come up. I don't want to come up. She's like, no, come up, right?
Was she nominated as well or something?
She was for the same award, and then she got up there, and then Taylor Swift basically said, you know, thank you, I got a new album. People were like, oh, my God, I can't believe you'd see you got a new album coming out. I'm like, okay, why wouldn't she? Like, why would that make anyone mad? Like, that's so, like...
But does this have something to do with Lana? Like, I can't
believe
she was saying,
I jumped,
general.
I'm sorry.
Okay, just
they're
in
like,
general.
You know, just in the speech, she said she's got a new record coming out.
That was
it's
the big
so
story.
Cheap and uncouth
album.
Or whatever. Like, imagine if a director said he won Director of the Year and then said, hey, I got a new movie coming out this summer. I'm like,
that wouldn't
I'm
seem
sure they've
crazy
done
to me
it.
At all.
I can't imagine.
Wouldn't seem crazy.
I can imagine they wouldn't hold up their thing and be like, hey, part two this summer.
Right.
I'm like, I don't understand why we're getting mad at Taylor Swift for that. Didn't even register with me. And then that she mean-girled Lana Del Rey, because Lana Del Rey was up for the award, too, and Lana Del Rey hasn't won a Grammy. And then she brought her up there and basically,
oh, like
you know,
embarrassed her.
Because and
look who I beat.
But she said when she was up there, again, I'm paraphrasing because I didn't, she basically said, Lana Del Rey is the greatest living artist alive.
Oh.
And, like, you know, her prime right now is unbelievable. Like, just basically, like, she's an unbelievable, fantastic performer, and I was lucky to work with her and lucky to be her friend.
That is kind of
like,
rude.
I'm sure Lana Del Rey was like, well,
you mean of me.
Punch you in the vagina.
Right. How like, embarrassing. I mean, that was so embarrassing.
Right. Like, and I'm like, how would you even know?
Right.
What Lana Del Rey and Taylor Swift. Oh, and then they were upset at her because, well, they were doing the Fast Car song or whatever.
Uh-huh.
She was up dancing.
She always is up dancing.
Oh, yeah, she's always,
They're like, don't do that.
Every
sit
show.
Down. I'm
oh,
like,
she does it constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they don't like that.
Oh,
like,
shut
don't
up.
Do that. Sit down. And they're like, everybody else is sitting down. I'm like, well, Killer Mike wasn't.
Right. Not
and
everybody, because
like,
I saw other people standing
I saw
up.
Killer Mike do that. Yeah. When they, so I was like, Killer Mike was up.
Yeah, I'm almost positive I saw multiple people standing up.
She was standing in her area by herself,
yeah,
but I'm like, who cares?
She always is.
The only thing I thought was like, you know, bold move.
What?
In my head, like, I did not think I hate Taylor Swift. I wish she would sit down. I thought, one, that's probably pretty cool for Tracy Chapman to see Taylor Swift up, being excited about it, singing her song, and watching them play. Probably a pretty cool moment for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, you know what? That's a girl who's pretty comfortable in her skin, man. Around all those celebrity, you know, just like Killer Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if he wants to get up, he'll get up.
Because it ain't me. I'm not going to stand up and be the only one at the table.
She's got to.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly.
I don't really.
Now, if everyone else stands up.
Right. Then I'm right, up.
Then
like,
I'm,
yay! I'm like, oh, we don't being in a wedding. This song so much. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, that's it.
Yeah, she always does that.
So I feel like, you know, she makes me angry because now I'm some sort of Taylor Swift defender when I never wanted to be.
Yeah.
But you people are just such assholes on the internet. Like, literally assholes. Leave her alone.
It's so weird because people love her so much.
And then the Brittany Mahomes thing, like, about just, you know, look, I've never been overly supportive of Brittany Mahomes either. But, like, leave her alone. She didn't do anything wrong. She's fine.
What were people complaining about? Are you just saying in general, or was there
the
some
swimsuit
more
edition swimsuit thing? Like, she's a slut and...
Wow.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. There's, like, on Facebook, like,
how
you know...
How do you slut for that?
She done, you know, something about God. I don't know, man. Like, but
the
man,
same guy
Facebook,
since high school.
Facebook is something else.
How would you be a slut?
Well, she's taking pictures
of
herself.
Pictures of herself seductively.
Skimpy bikinis.
Basically, like, slut shaming her to some degree. And then also, like, she's a mom of two kids.
Right.
Her kids will be able to see this. I'm like, she's in a bathing suit. And they, you know what? I don't know how long we can hide it from them. But they're just going to have to know that their dad's a really good quarterback and their mom's high.
Yeah.
I know that sucks.
They're celebrities.
Like, I get it. If it was my mom, we'd be like, yo!
That's true.
What are we
if
doing?
If our moms did swimsuit editions.
What are we doing?
You're right. It would be a little different, actually.
When I was growing up, they're like, hey, your mom is in that calendar. I'm like, what? For the grocery store? Jesus Christ, mom.
That
she's
would be
bikini.
Bad.
I'd be like, no.
If they said, like, we're doing real moms or across America. And they're like, your mom
won.
When
we leave the grocery store, we're about to go get in a Lamborghini SUV. Like,
exactly.
You know,
a little different. Your life is already
different. It's already going to be different. That's what I'm saying. Your mom's hot. There's a reason why she's in the Sports Illustrated thing. Like, your life's different. Your dad's the GOAT. Like, your mom's hot, right?
Right.
Grandpa's pissed for 10 years, got 8 DUIs. Like, the world's weird.
Yeah.
Your mom tweets. Your grandma tweets all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
Like, there's not. It is what it is. Your uncle, I don't know what's going on with him, but something.
Right.
Like, the world's going to be different for them. And I think, you know, by the way, even take all that out. Looks great in the magazine. Leave her alone.
Exactly. That's the other thing.
Leave
why
her
are you
alone.
Doing
and
this?
Why are you judging? Like,
why
that's the thing. The other thing. Why are you
always
judging her parenting skills?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
And it really is. When you look at it, it's all women.
Yep.
It's all.
I can't imagine a guy being like, I can't believe she's
woman
do
on
this.
Woman
I mean,
crime.
I'm sure I could
there's
imagine
a,
it on
like
Facebook,
a couple,
somewhere
you know, like, and then you click on it and it's like,
his
you know,
wife started to complain. He's like, yeah, me too.
Or
blasphemy.
No. It's like, you know, listen to my new record where I sing about God. And it was like, well, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're good.
God, Facebook is really something else.
But like, Mike, she's in the swimsuit edition, man.
It does not seem like it should be a scandal.
No.
In any way, shape, or form.
And she looks great.
In 2024. Yeah.
Looks great.
Right. I mean, it's
good for her.
Been a long time
soccer.
Since the
she works out.
Scandalous.
She had two kids. She looks great.
Yeah.
Seems supportive of her husband and that documentary quarterback or whatever. Seems like a good human being.
Yeah. And
right?
This makes her feel good.
Somewhat annoying to me. But you know what? I'm not married to her. And she wouldn't marry me.
Right.
So we're good.
Yeah,
but that's
it.
That's all I have to do. Like,
yeah, exactly.
She does not have to worry. I'm sure she'd be horrified if she woke up this morning and I was in bed with her. And like,
yeah.
You're like, what? You know, we've been married for. She'd be like, what?
Yeah, that'd be a problem.
Right? Just as much as I would be when we went out to dinner and she didn't tip. Like, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yes, you're right.
Doesn't matter. We're just not built
the same.
There
are some barriers between us.
Right.
Yeah.
But she seems like a decent
human
being.
You don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
Leave her alone.
And just the thought of using your energy to take to the internet to complain about something like that.
Twitch knows you got a fast car and I got a magic shower.
Yeah, you do have a
any
magic shower.
Any place is better, as long as you go there.
The Church of Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Laszlo!
Yo. Yo. That would be really annoying if you're a celebrity and you've got, not informants, what do they call them? Sources. Confidential sources. Sources
with
knowledge.
What movie was Justin Timberlake in that I just saw?
Reptile.
Yeah, he was good in that, man.
Yeah, he was. But I saw this headline that says Justin
Timberlake. You should do more of that. I don't know how far be it for me.
He's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, everything I've seen him in, I've liked. Alpha Dog.
Yeah.
He's been in. He was in.
That movie he did that you turned me on to? About the wife killer.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. Yeah. And he was in a sort of series, too. But it says Justin Timberlake doesn't care if he comes across as cocky amid this Britney Spears drama. So I'm like, okay, what did he say? And then as I read through this, it's in Us Weekly, and they're talking about a source saying that he doesn't care. You know, quote, if Justin comes across as cocky, he couldn't care less. His conscience is clear. And I think just the idea of being a celebrity, and then you see that there's something that is made to look like a quote of yours in a headline, only to find out that it is the quote of a nameless source that probably doesn't exist. I don't know what it takes to be a source for some of these magazines. I'm sure some have higher standards than others. But to just be the person, I kind of imagine in my head, I've always thought there's probably someone working in the building and they're like, hey, Snowcone, do you know Justin Timberlake? And they know that your reaction needs to be, mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, go ahead and give us that. And it's confidential, so they don't ever have to say who it was that said it. And then that's that. And it's over with. It's like, you know, being in a room with the lawyer and like, I got to hire you for 1 second because I got to tell you something. But there's no extra Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears drama past this stuff that you already explained to me, right? She puts out a song with the same, or he puts out a song with the same name as her old song. They try and get her song pushed because of the stuff that was about him in her book.
They got it to number one.
And they got her song to number one.
Yeah.
But this was all because they were mad at him.
It was like an old deep cut she had.
They were mad at Justin, though, for misogyny, whatever, things from years past. The stuff that was talked about in the book.
It was in the book, so it brought it all back up.
Right. Like, you know. I mean, they've kind of always been mad at him for the Cry Me a River stuff.
Yeah, but the book made it all fresh again.
But the book, made it fresh.
And that's why they decided to do that. So then Brittany said what? Didn't she say something like, thank you to the support, but also, you know, I want to apologize to Justin?
Yeah. Well, I think it was like, I don't know if it was directly to him, if it was more to like everyone that was affected by the book.
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly what it was. That's what it was. She said, I'm sorry if any of my comments in the book hurt people. Yeah, it wasn't my intention. So she apologized. So then Timberlake gets on stage.
He says, I'd like to apologize to absolutely nobody for anything. And then he's saying, Cry Me a River.
Okay. And so then that's when she took back her apology, right? She sent out a, I don't apologize anymore.
Yeah, so stupid.
And that's that. That's the end of it. That's the last update.
Yeah, as far as I know.
So that's why they're just digging for quotes from sources here. Justin Timberlake, while performing last night, like, take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely nobody. Yeah, that's from, when was that?
Last week.
Yeah, that was like, let's
see. Will you give me a shot?
Oh, February 1st. Yeah, nothing has happened with this.
Yeah. That was it. She said she was sorry. She said he wasn't.
I mean, maybe sometimes these celebrities know who this source is. But I think most of the time these sources are probably close to being made up. I just doubt that anyone who actually knows the guy and is friends with him is saying negative stuff about him to a magazine like Us Weekly, but whatever. No. Snowcone, you're...
He seems to be doing fine.
Your Narcan.
Snowcone says he's single tanked. I don't really know about the charts, so I don't know what they expected.
Oh, Snowcone said the people online.
It went to 10.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that's good for him. If they expect, I would feel like top 10 would be hard. I mean, he's older. You know what I mean? Like,
I was going off those pop culture little subreddits that I hate him regardless.
But that could be horrible. Like, they could have thought, I would be like, if I worked at that record label, I'd be like, what do we think?
Yeah.
Or I could be like, hey, he's older now. Let's try to get this top 10. Like, that may be our goal. Sure. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the goal. I know the goal to make money is go on the road because you're going to sell a trillion tickets.
Yeah.
But a new Justin Timberlake song, do I think young teens who listen to Mix would care?
Yeah, probably.
I have no perspective whatsoever.
Have you heard the song?
No.
I heard a clip of it.
That ain't great.
I heard a clip. But how would we know? But I mean, we're not into that stuff, right?
Well, yeah, he's got songs that I like, you know.
Sure, but I feel like there's plenty of pop songs that we all look at regularly and go, I can't believe that song was so
pop
popular.
Pop R&B, yeah.
Yeah. So,
I know, and then there was critics who said it was bad, but I'm like, what do you like?
Exactly. That would be my other
question. Like, if you're a top 40 music critic, what do you like? Like, I don't know. Like, what are we comparing it to here? So, I don't know.
That's
something where I just have to step out of the way and be like, I have no idea. Literally have no idea if a top 10 record for Justin Timberlake is amazing or a travesty.
Right. Because it's one thing for one artist and another thing for a different artist. It just depends.
If they're like, man, you haven't put out a record in a while.
I don't see anything, though, about his ticket
sales. You're
going
to sell a bunch of tickets, so let's just put this out and try to get this thing to top 10. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
I thought maybe I could find something here about ticket sales down, but I don't see anything about that. I see just big news stories about when to hurry to get your tickets at whatever time they go on sale.
Are they all sold out?
That's what it looks like. I'm trying to find something. I even tried kind of tickling the search there to see if ticket sales are down.
I can find out for you.
But I don't see anything. You can? You've still got sources?
I might, talk to a young lady every once in a while.
Oh, yeah? Might have some info on something like that. Did he already come to Kansas City? Or is he coming to Kansas City? The tour hasn't been going on that long, has it? It's been within the last month, I think. It was a 2024 world tour, I'm pretty sure. But I don't know anything about Justin Timberlake. I'm with Lazo. I think he's a pretty good actor. And
I think he's a great actor.
I kind of like seeing him in movies. Yeah,
a lot of times
really
when I see, he reminds me of like Tim McGraw.
Yeah, Tim McGraw.
And Bon Jovi. Like when they're in movies sometimes, I'm like, I forget that they're celebrities.
Tim McGraw I think he proved himself that he could be a legitimate actor.
And there's that one, you know, and I don't know that much about Bon Jovi, but there's that one movie where he plays an addict.
I don't
and he
remember
keeps going
Bon Jovi.
To, he was
That's
good
what I was trying
in
to think
it.
Of.
And I was just trying to think of movies where I know that person, I know the face, and as I'm watching the movie, I forget that they're singers.
Right. I think a lot of people probably don't even know with some of those people. I mean, with Tim McGraw, in a lot of those movies,
Bon Jovi
he doesn't look anything
is a
like
great
Tim McGraw.
Actor. He's the one. He also may have had that quote that said, "What was it? It was great." He said, the critics hate my music, but they love my acting." He's like, "I'm the Elvis Costello of acting," is what Bon Jovi said because people really like his acting.
Yeah. Well, Dwight Yoakam, that's another one, right? Dwight Yoakam, I think, I know he was in Panic Room, but I feel like he was in some other things and kind of established himself, too, as a guy who could really do that. But now that I think about it, I wonder in my mind how many times I'm mixing up Dwight Yoakam with Tim McGraw. I kind of forgot the both of them.
He was in Pay It Forward?
Who was? Bon Jovi?
He's the dad, the bad guy.
Never saw it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, never saw it. Was Kevin Spacey in that? Or?
Yeah. What's the one that I'm thinking
I remember
about?
The book. I think we had to read the book in school, but I never saw the movie. Who are the biggest musicians that act? Jennifer Lopez was an actor first, which a lot of people don't remember, but she'd already been in a couple of big movies before her first single came out. So I see her on lists a lot of times of singers who got good at acting. I'm like, no, she was acting first. Let me see who they list as the best. What should I do? Singers, musicians, right? Best musician, actors. I know we're missing huge ones. It's not just Tim McGraw and John Bon Jovi and Dwight Yoakam. There's other big ones. The 25 best musicians. Oh, Lady Gaga. She was like nominated for an Oscar. Oh, yeah. Hell, she might have won one. This says Harry Styles. I didn't know that he was in stuff. What was he in? Oh, he was in Dunkirk? I saw that movie, so I didn't even know that it was him. That's how little I knew about Harry Styles. I feel like if I saw Dunkirk now, I would recognize that that was him, but I didn't at the time. Idris Elba? I didn't know he was a singer. Will Smith, of course. Will Smith is probably the GOAT when it comes to singers that turned to... No, yeah, because he was a singer first.
Yeah.
Yeah, so singers turned to actors. He's probably the GOAT. Jennifer Hudson, that's I was trying to think of her. I couldn't think of her name. I'm almost positive she won an Oscar for whatever movie that was. Do we count Beyonce? She was in like...
I don't know what movie she was in.
Austin Powers 3. I don't know what else she's been in, but that's she could be in other things. I just... I think of her. Rihanna? What's Rihanna in? I don't remember ever seeing Rihanna in a movie. There's Timberlake. Ice-T. Of course, he's on Law & Order.
All
was,
of those guys.
Right?
I just watched a Snoop Dogg movie the other day.
More? Which one?
He's got a new football movie out.
Oh, I saw the trailer for that. Man. Is it any good?
Oh.
It's a movie, not a series?
The movie.
Okay.
It's the same movie you've seen a million times, he's, only it's Snoop Dogg.
He's like on probation.
Yeah,
but
he's
some sort
a
of community
star
service.
Wide receiver, and he's been retired for a while, and everybody hates him. He's a dick. And he has to go to court because he wrecks his car, and she sends him back to Long Beach to coach the football team. Like, we've all seen the movie.
Yep.
And then just take it from there.
Yeah.
But it made me laugh a bunch of times.
I'll watch it. What's it on?
Prime, I think.
That's what I was thinking. I know I saw the trailer somewhere in my head. I was thinking it was Prime, but wanted to make sure. Mandy Moore. How could I forget Mandy Moore?
Well, they do
Moore.
Funny stuff. Like,
ludicrous.
So take those, like, Keanu Reeves, Hardball.
That's the first thing
all those,
mind.
All those movies. Mm-hmm. And now just make it really R-rated for...
And Snoop. R-rated Snoop.
R-rated Snoop. So, like, when the team comes out, you know when the team's like, we're going to win or whatever? This team is like, punk-ass bitches. It's all Snoop. It's
okay.
Great.
Okay.
So, if you're watching it, it made me laugh more than once out loud. It's like, but is it as good as Bad News Bears? No. But did it make me laugh? Yeah.
Good.
It's a good waste of time, dumb sports movie, and the same story we've seen a million times.
Oh, my God, Laszlo. I said Will Smith is the GOAT, but that should have offended you because... We forgot someone.
Oh, Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Mark
that's
Wahlberg.
Right.
I mean, now there's a debate there of who's better, but it's a debate to be had.
Wait,
so
what?
I'm saying if someone wants to say that they think Will Smith
is a better actor than Mark Wahlberg,
actor, they're allowed to. But I'm saying they're not going to say that Ice Cube is a better actor than.
Well, I mean, I
Will
guess you're
Smith,
allowed to say that, but you.
It's a reasonable debate that
you're
those
allowed
two,
to your opinion, but your opinion would be wrong.
I know that you would think that opinion is wrong.
Well,
yes.
You would think that too, correct?
I would.
Everyone would
say
think that.
That who's a better actor? Mark Wahlberg, probably. Yeah, I'd go Mark
Wahlberg.
Yeah,
of course.
But you see what I'm saying? They are up
and
there
a better rapper.
In the same level. Maybe, yeah.
No, he is a better rapper.
Sure. I guess I only really know Good Vibrations.
Well, that's all
and,
you need to know. There's no
there was that
Will
up,
Smith
there
that's better
other.
Than that.
Well, I mean, you know.
What, getting jiggy with it? Sorry, no.
You know, but maybe the stuff that came out
no.
before, like Summertime's
no.
kind of an iconic
no.
song.
No.
Okay. All right.
None of them.
Fair enough. He's a better rapper. Wahlberg's a better rapper and a better actor than Will Smith. You got it. Write it down. Send it off to the archives. Oh, Steve Van Zandt. Of course, he's not a huge, huge star.
Oh, yeah, but you love Sopranos.
I do. Yeah, but he's not as big as
Madonna.
No, Wahlberg.
Not a leading man.
Yeah, Madonna, I forgot about.
She was good, but she. I think when I think if we're doing this exercise for of futility, then it doesn't really matter. But it's like, you are a singer, you are a big singer, right? You had a hit, but your acting career surpassed your music career.
Oh, that's what you want?
That's
that
what
list?
I was thinking of.
Okay.
And so, you know, and I obviously Bon Jovi didn't fit in that, but and neither did Justin Timberlake. But when you brought up Will Smith, then I started thinking in the ideas of, all right, well, who was an artist and then did, you know, surpass that? There's probably, I can only think of Will Smith and...
The
Marky
others,
Mark.
The others would be close. Like, Cher was a really big actress for a while, but then she came back with that Do You Believe in Love After Love?
You know what? I'd count her.
It's called.
I'd count her.
I think her acting career
she's
surpassed
in there. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then what about Barbara Streisand? When I was a kid, she was in a lot of movies, but I think she's still just such a massive singer. I would assume at
man,
least.
And those movies were huge. You're right. You know what? I put her on the same
star.
List, too. Same
those
list.
Those are the only ones that I think really come to
the
mind.
Funny
as, like,
Girl, Robert Redford stuff. She was big
right,
in the
exactly.
Like, I never.
She was in a lot of stuff.
I don't think I ever saw it, but I know it.
I don't know that I did either, but I know that my mom was watching it. I know it was on.
I would come down in the morning when I was a little kid, and my sister would be watching that stuff on TV.
Right.
Like Sunday mornings, you know.
When we say that their acting career surpassed their music career, we're saying that their acting career was a bigger success overall.
You think
also,
of them now
or
as
just
an actor.
That they continued to act. Because there are people who were singing and then...
Sure, but now I'm just saying, we could do that.
Ludacris, maybe right. More people think of him as an actor.
I guess
now
when we brought up Will Smith and Marky Mark, I was just thinking, now you think of them as an actor first.
Right.
Like, I think of Will Smith as an actor first.
Okay, what about Queen Latifah? You think of her as an actor probably, don't you? She's been acting since the 90s now. I don't know when the last time she put out a song. She may have put something out, but it's been a while.
She's pretty mid at both.
Okay.
I'm being honest, right?
I mean, she was good in that
Adam Sandler movie, but to say like her acting career is anywhere close to Will Smith
or Mark Wahlberg,
I just
thought maybe she's known more as an actor now than as a musician. That's all. I think Will Smith and Mark Wahlberg are the obvious names there when it comes to acting career surpassing music career. And it could happen to Timberlake if he would focus, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think Timberlake could be... He's got what it takes.
He seems natural at it. Like, he could be in it.
He's really good.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
We're getting ready to doomscroll one last time this week, my man. One last time. Plenty of news to talk about.
Yeah, and then we'll get in. You know, then it's Friday. We can talk some Super Bowl bets.
Yeah.
I'll give you some locks.
Laszlo give you his locks.
Locks!
They should have to pay for those locks.
And then,
Most people charge for that. I always
tell you what's going to happen in the game, and it comes true. You can watch Nick Wright and Colin Cowherd and go to 6-10 and 8-10 and whatever other goddamn 10 there is. But
if you want the real information.
Like, I mean, if we could pull, we don't have to, but I think everybody remembers that I told you exactly what would happen last year at the Super Bowl. I think I told you exactly what would happen with Chris Jones and the Ravens.
You're going to do that for free, though, again? I'll just tell you what's going to happen.
I'll let you know what's going to happen.
You're missing these golden opportunities.
I told you exactly what was going to happen with Tom Brady and Gronk. I told you.
So, Laszlo's locks and the news coming up next.
Sure.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! Speaking of which, real quick here before we get to the news.
Huh. Speaking of which, what?
Your possible hiccup here reminded me of something I saw.
Oh, yeah, still going at the hiccups.
He doesn't know yet. He had one.
Yeah, I haven't had another one. So
how
I think
do they just word
one.
This question? You might have seen the snow come.
I think that's heartburn.
That's what I was thinking. It might be acid reflux.
It's kind of like, then you're done.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Probably.
Because my friend does that. I always thought it was a hiccup, and he's like, no, it's just acid reflux. Is what he called it.
Yeah,
and
sometimes
like,
like
a hiccup to me. Like,
I can do this sometimes where I don't hiccup, but I'm like, it's almost like a sneeze. I just kind of push it back down.
Do you guys have the thing where you like go to take a drink of... something carbonated. Actually, it doesn't even have to be something carbonated. You're just eating food or drinking something, and whether it's water or food, you get this feeling like it's trapped, and you get that pain of like, my food is trapped right here. Can't get past my heart. You don't get that?
No.
Man, I used to get it a little bit when I was a kid, but now that I'm older, it happens.
You guys have the thing
way
where,
too often.
I don't know how.
It's esophageal cancer.
If you hadn't eaten in a while, you take a bite and like your mouth hurts.
No.
No? Is that what I'm talking about? Like, it starts, like, aching. No. Like, your cheeks, like, start to ache. Like, it really... Mm-hmm.
No. God, it's so no weird to live that. In someone else's body. Like, all the things that everyone's used to, and you just think this
is not normal.
I don't
know how to describe it, but it's usually, like, if you haven't eaten in a while, you take a bite of something, and, like, your cheeks and the roof of your mouth
It would
just,
be
like,
weird.
Ache.
I wonder how... Like, I know they say that, and comedians do, but it would be weird to get in your body and just be like, what you're used to.
Because you wouldn't even think to tell us that if you were warning us, like, hey, well, before you get in the body, when I eat, my mouth gets sore. You don't think of that stuff.
No, I mean, that's not all the time.
A lot of it is
I know
stuff
I would. What would you tell somebody about your body? What would you say? Like, be ready for it.
Obviously, the neck. I would warn them about the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to be real careful how you sleep. You just be careful about several things or you're going to be out. That would be my first one. And then I might currently warn them about the, you know, food thing. Like, sometimes it's going to feel like you're dying, but it'll pass. It'll pass. Right. At least it has in the past. You?
I would say you may get in my body and find out that you have horrible headaches.
Right.
Because I don't think I've ever had one, so I think maybe it's a constant like headache, and I'm just used to it. And people, I've had doctors tell me that I should have a headache all the time, and I do feel it, but it doesn't bother me. So I'd be like, if you get in, and it's the worst headache you've ever had, relax, it's fine.
I warned you.
We've dealt with it forever. And your left ankle's clunky, man. It's weird. Like, you're fine. You can run. But even yesterday when I went and worked out with Chacho at the football field, you know, 40-yard dash, and I'm like, damn, my ankle. It'll always come back.
People as they get older, though,
but
right?
But it's not like just my right one or my right. It's that one ankle on the outside, like something. It's the one that I broke. It's so stupid when you think about it. It's the one I broke when I was little and played basketball on it while it was broken, and it just never kind of fixed itself. So I'll be like, that, and you may wake up in the morning, it'll hurt for no reason. It'll go away. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, mine sometimes. I broke mine when I was a kid, my foot. And sometimes I won't even do anything. I'll just stand up right now to go start walking. All of a sudden, ooh! And I mean, I'll be limping. I didn't do anything. Right. I didn't step on it funny. It just out of nowhere will start to hurt. It's pretty rare, though, but it's bad enough that sometimes you can't put any pressure on it for a few minutes, and then it just kind of goes away. I kind of thought that as you got older, that stuff like that with your ankles and knees happened to a lot of people where stuff just might suddenly start to hurt. My brother will lose the ability to stand on one of his knees. He hurt himself in a skiing accident when he was a kid. And he'll be walking and just all of a sudden, and he'll fall down because it just goes out. And he doesn't have any warning or anything from what he said. It just, boom, all at once, and then suddenly he can't stand on it. So I've seen him fall down in public. I'm like, Jesus, go to the doctor.
And I'm sure I have a headache and like jaw pain. I'm sure I have it all.
Yeah.
I just don't know how bad it is to you if you've never had what I've had.
I would also tell
people, it's like just a dull ache. And it's always there, so I'm just used to it. Oh, and you have
tendonitis or
the
something?
You have the ringing in your ears, but we don't worry about it, man. We just turn up the TV louder. You're good. Got to put a fan on or something when you go to bed, though, or else that ringing in the ears will keep you up all night.
I think I would tell people, too, don't, or at least snack with caution. Because if you are hungry, like what you're talking about, Snow Cone, if it's been a while since you've eaten, like hours, and you go to snack on something, like just you get someone hands you a couple of potato chips, that will hurt you. Because and the only thing I can figure out, it happens to my brother too, and he thinks it's because our stomachs start to prepare for a meal. Like, oh, we're getting food, and then they overdo whatever it is that they're doing down there.
Really?
And you start to get.
So you just can't have like a couple.
Not if I haven't eaten anything in a while. I can't eat just like one little thing. It has to be a certain amount of food. So like a Cliff Bar would be enough that you shouldn't have to worry about it. But if you're eating anything less than that, and it's been
your stomach will start to hurt.
You'll start to get pain. Yeah, like heart. I don't exactly know how to explain
it's
it.
It's always
but yeah,
that
discomfort.
Time. Like, it's just not a coincidence with that.
No, it took me a while to figure out what it was. My brother pointed out, he's like, I think this is what's happening to you. And I was like, huh? Because it happens to him. And sure enough, he was right. I was like, damn.
I'd also have to tell him you have Osgood Schlatter's.
Yeah, what's that again?
That's my knee goes like this, a bit like this. Like, I'm showing you, but I don't know how to describe it. Somehow the cartilage and the bones don't work out, so I have like these bumps on my knee.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't hurt at all normally. Like, when I was little, they'd just be sore all the time. But it never healed. But if you bump it on anything,
it hurts too
much. I mean, even like that on a table, it is, I'm being honest, it's like getting kicked in the nuts, only sharper.
Ugh.
So, you know, getting kicked in the nuts is kind of like a dull, like just punch pain.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a super sharp getting punched in the nuts,
like getting
right on your knee.
Punched in the knee or elbow.
It will drop you. To the ground, bring tears to your eyes. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay, so wear knee pads.
Yeah. My oldest had to go to the doctor the other day, concussion protocol, and we were standing there, and he hit my kid's knee for reflex. He's like, ah! And he's like, oh, you got Osgood Schlatter's? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you too? I'm like, yeah. He's like, man. He's like, I've never had it, but he's like, people tell me, like, it's the strangest thing, but it's the most painful thing you can go through.
His doctor really does the reflex thing with the little hammer?
When he had a concussion.
Right. I guess I just...
They want to do everything. He basically did all the reflexive stuff, concussion, had to count, do his ABCs backwards and forwards, like, you know, everything.
I can't do my ABCs backwards. Cannot. But I also can't remember the last time or if I've ever been hit with those little hammers before. I saw it on TV as a kid.
I did it before, cartoons and stuff.
But I don't remember anyone actually ever
I've had it
my
done
knee
before,
and seeing if I have good reflexes or not. Yeah.
By the way, that doctor was good, man.
New doctor?
It was, it was through the school, but he was at KU Med for, concussion sports medicine, concussion protocol. Because my doctor, all that concussion protocol for athletes is so confusing. Because everybody's just got a different... Well, we can do the news later.
Yeah.
Everybody's just got a different, so his doctor was like, well, without doing an MRI, and even then, we won't know if he has a concussion or not. So is he puking? Is he dizzy? I'm like, no. They're like, so the symptoms have subsided. Yes. All right. Well, then he can go back to doing everything in 7 days. But then the school is like, well, we need to know if he's been diagnosed with a concussion. And basically, his doctor's like, We don't know. How would we know?
Right.
So then you're like, well, I don't know, but he needs this paperwork to go back to PE class. I'm like, well, is he sick? Like, no. Well, okay, then he can go back in 7 days. I'm like, yeah, but... So finally, I just called the school. I said, where do you guys want me to go?
Yeah.
I'll take him. And they said, take him to KU Med. And he went, and I thought the doctor was great, man. Great. Anyway, so.
So the hiccup thing.
And by the way, he also was like, yeah, I don't know if he had a concussion.
I don't think that, I mean, unless you're
he's like, I don't think
puking
so.
And
he's like, if it
they're
was,
always just
you know,
assuming anyway, yeah. right? It's not like a test that they can, like mm-hmm. a blood test, like, oh, you've got a concussion. I think they just say, if he's got enough symptoms that we feel pretty yeah. confident that he
I think they're
concussion.
Just like, hey, so you got to sit out 7 days, man.
Yeah, but he'd already done that, right?
Well, he's back now.
Yeah,
he got the clearance, so he's back now. He's fine.
So would you risk, if I gave you $1 billion, but it came with the risk of having hiccups for life?
No.
It's not guaranteed. It's a risk. A risk.
Man, that'd be tough.
We don't know the odds.
Yeah, I'd take it.
Don't know the odds. $1 billion?
Yeah, because if it gets too much, I just kill myself.
Could you? I feel like you could get used to hiccups.
I feel like maybe you could, but even if you couldn't, I'm saying worst case scenario, these are never going to go away. I could probably hold out for a while, and if I was just like, I can't do this anymore, like if it wouldn't let me sleep and it got so bad, then I'd be like, all right, I'm out, and I'll just
leave all this money to my family.
Like,
exactly.
And write them a note, like, hey, I did this deal with Slim Fast, hypothetically on the radio.
Yeah.
And somehow it came true.
It worked.
But I got $1 billion, but I can't get rid of these hiccups, and, you know, love you guys.
Yep. You should be fine.
Roll
should
on,
be fine. Should be fine. I think hiccups must be a lot worse for some people. Even Snowcone earlier was like, God, I hate hiccups. Maybe it's just because I don't get them enough, but I've never noticed them to be as bad as people complain. So I wonder just how much difference there is between, again, what it feels like for different people.
Mildly
irritating.
Mine are more than mildly irritating.
Okay. Well, I figured they must be if they're offering $1 billion.
They're not painful, but they're more than mildly irritating. It's
hypothetical.
Like my whole body kind of shakes.
Wow. Yeah, I just never get them. I mean, I've had them, but it's so rare. I'd take $1 billion. Snowcone, would you take $1 billion with just the risk that you might get hiccups for the rest of your life? It's $1 billion with a B.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about
the billion?
What about $100,000?
No.
Not $1 million? You're taking $1 million. A risk that you might have hiccups for the rest of your life?
But I hate the hiccups.
Oh, I know you do, but don't you hate not having $1 million?
Well,
I mean,
sure.
I think you could get used to the hiccups.
But I don't think you're going to say, I hate the hiccups.
Yeah, that's what people say. How often do you get
them? And same with Bomb Pop. When he gets them, he gets so mad about it.
Oh, as a kid, he's getting angry.
As a kid, he gets really mad about having hiccups.
Yeah, maybe I did too. Who knows? Maybe that's what my mom would say. All right, well, we can take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll do the news, and we'll do Laszlo's locks of the week or whatever they are.
I have to think about it. It's the Church of Laszlo. What's going on?
All right, so the news.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to do your picks, right?
Well, I want you to go through all the bets that you can make, and I'll tell you.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll have to get the app ready here. Snowcone, get your app ready. You don't have any gambling apps, do you?
No.
I keep telling you, man, you have to download the apps. You're going to make so much money. I mean,
you talk
about wanting more money. Yeah, you don't go to the casino or download sports betting apps. It doesn't make any sense.
It's easy money.
It's so easy now. You can just make money on your phone now. Yesterday we talked about Colorado and their Supreme Court saying that Trump couldn't be on the ballot there and how it was going to go to the actual Supreme Court. And we were like, you know, how's the actual Supreme Court going to feel about this? Turns out it's not even close. Not even close. No one, not one justice is even interested in what Colorado is saying, it would appear. Looks like all of the justices who've been talking to the lawyers who represent the people who sued the state or whatever because of Trump, that they're all saying this is ridiculous. You can't take the candidate off in one state, conservative or liberal.
Supreme Court hopefully will be doing something in terms of helping our country and preserving democracy. Mm. And I think they had a very... very interesting day and a very beautiful day.
Why is it always so beautiful?
Everything's beautiful.
They
had
so
a very
annoying.
Good day and a very beautiful day. This is Elena Kagan, I think.
A divided Supreme Court
this
coalescing
in
their skepticism over an issue that could upend the presidential race, appearing unwilling to condone the effort to kick Mr. Trump off the presidential ballot.
The question that you have to confront is why a single state should decide who gets to be president of the United States. I mean, that seems quite extraordinary, doesn't it?
So that's Elena Kagan. She's a liberal, right? I think she's a liberal. And she's like, this seems crazy. And then Brett Kavanaugh, I'm pretty sure he's a conservative. Squiggy, what was his friend's name in the SNL thing?
Squibby. Swami Samson.
Something.
Swampy.
Anyhow, Brett Kavanaugh seems to agree with
that. What about the idea that we should think about democracy, think about the right of the people to elect candidates of their choice, of letting the people decide? Because your position has the effect of disenfranchising voters to a significant degree.
Well, then let's start putting everything up for a vote. I mean, if we're saying the Constitution doesn't matter because it should all be left up to a vote, then let's vote on this stuff,
baby.
How
about people who are 30?
Let's vote on
some people who weren't born here?
Gun reform laws and things like that. Let's start
voting. Well, I'm saying just even the presidency.
Right. No, I got you.
We have rules in place.
I know. But anyway, the point is, we said, in all honesty, yesterday that we're like, I don't know how I feel about states just taking candidates off the ballot. Well, it looks like all the justices agree, which just goes to show that you can bring the Supreme Court of the United States together and that they're all just basically, I mean, they seem to be echoing one another. The Colorado Supreme Court ain't S.
It's not Supreme.
It ain't S, right? I mean, I know that it wasn't unanimous there, but still, they had a majority. They had a 5-4 majority saying, yeah, you can do this. And the real Supreme Court is like, this is why you guys will never be Supreme Court justices and why they don't even consider you. When's the last time you heard about a state Supreme Court justice being nominated or whatever it's called?
I bet you they all were.
You think they were state Supreme Court justices? Seems like it's a lot of just random people that they put up there. I mean, I know
well,
she
did
didn't make
before?
It, but Bush nominated like his house cleaner or whatever. Yeah, so
that was pretty good.
It's not like it used to be when we were kids, governors would become presidents and then that sort of stopped happening. Governors still run sometimes, but they haven't had success. Clinton was a lot. Was he the last one? No, Bush. Bush W. was the governor of Texas. But I saw this thing about how governors haven't had success lately running for White House,
and
I thought,
always won.
Yeah, and I thought, well, except that everything's been kind of different if you think about it. I mean,
well, I guess
you didn't have game show
Clinton
hosts becoming
president. So you had Bush was a governor, Clinton was a governor.
Mm-hmm. Reagan was a governor.
Yeah, but then you go later.
I don't know about Bush Sr., but oh, yeah, afterwards, yeah, nobody. At least according to this thing that I was reading, it said that they
who'd you have after
you had Obama and then Trump.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, whatever. Obama was a senator
but
and Trump
saying,
is a celebrity.
Yeah, they were saying this thing that, like, not only that, but just that the governors don't do very well, that they don't get a lot of money. Even if they're a popular governor in a state, people don't seem to, for whatever reason, seem to think of governors as being the logical next step. I'm like, I think you're looking at basically
you're
two presidencies.
At Trump and Obama, because
exactly.
I always heard that governors had, from the voting public, the inside track, because they've actually
Run a government.
Right.
And
which is more than a senator.
Exactly. Or a game show host. So to me, it still makes sense.
Don't do that.
What?
That
a reality show host.
President.
I didn't mean game show. I meant reality show host.
Okay.
Yeah, but he got famous from his reality show.
He got famous because he was a
he got
incredible
famous because of his reality show,
he
which was
famous
about
because he was an
his,
incredible businessman.
The show was about
he
him
was
being
famous
an
well before
man.
That show.
But real, like presidential famous.
He had his own
presidential
he had
famous.
His books and his cologne well before that.
Yes,
well
he did.
Before that. He was wildly famous.
Sylvester Stallone says he still.
I don't like you disparaging him like that.
Sly says he still misses Carl Weathers, which I thought, well, yeah, he just died like a few days ago, right? Mm-hmm. Unless they didn't tell us until a few days ago. He says that when he first met Carl on the set of Rocky, that he was kind of a cocky guy and didn't think that Sly Stallone was much of an actor, didn't want to act with him. But he said he ended up being the part of the reason that Sly was successful, that he wouldn't have made it without
really
him.
Was. I mean, it still chokes me up. I was numb to the fact because I saw him as Superman. Yeah. He really was. He had the voice, the talent, the humor. Mm. He had it all. So I couldn't have made it without him because he just brought that element, you know.
Yeah, and people think of Rocky, but it's Rocky and Apollo.
Oh,
I mean, you wrote it. This was a partnership.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so special.
And we got off to such a rocky start because when he came in and he auditioned with me, he goes, "Where's the real actor? I can't read with the office guy." I go, "Oh, time out." I said, "He's so arrogant. I love this guy."
We'll just use this as another opportunity to say that Rocky is one of the greatest movies of all time, and you need to go back and look at Sly Stallone and the fact that he wrote and directed and starred in that movie, and that it won Oscars, and that
unbelievable.
It's, you know, you don't think of it as just the sum of its parts, although you can as well, all the sequels and everything.
Oh, great!
But that, they're all good, but that first movie.
No, they went through a couple where he didn't write, where it was
exactly.
just kind of like
the first movie
fighting
is,
montages. The first two, and then the last one, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what
Creed
he had to do with
ones.
Like the Rocky
Balboa. He
six.
Did.
Oh, Balboa, that's what it was.
Right.
Yeah,
which was great.
But I'm just saying, if you're looking, if you want to be impressed by him as an actor, a director, a writer, just look at that first movie, because he did it all, and that movie is awesome. The big drug companies had to testify before Congress, well, at least Bernie and a few other people. Let's see.
Somebody
ahead,
on our Twitch has said they've never seen any of the Rocky movies or the Creed.
Watch the first one, at least.
What are you doing?
Watch Rocky.
What are you doing?
And I don't think you have to be a sports person to like it. I don't think you have to be a boxing person. You certainly don't have to be a boxing person. It's a really, really good movie.
Yes,
just,
of course.
It just is. So Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and Bristol-Myers Squibb, is that one of them?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Sounds like a lawyer.
Some of the drug companies had to testify
Bristol,
about...
Bristol-Myers and Squibb?
Is that a drug company?
I don't know.
Bristol-Myers Squibb? That's not a GlaxoSmithKline? Maybe I'm mixing those up. I don't know. So I don't know if they were there. I'm pretty sure Johnson & Johnson was there. Anyway, they had to testify before Congress about their really high drug prices. Why are they so much more expensive here than in countries like Canada and the UK?
Those drugs mean nothing to anybody who cannot afford it.
We have to pay dividends because it's the only way that the company can remain operational and sustainable.
10 of the top pharmaceutical companies in America made over $110 billion in profits.
Mm. It's tough when the guy's like, we have to pay dividends or we can't remain operational. I mean, come on, we're operating on thin margins here. And then Bernie's like, yeah, you had $110 billion. And you're like, whoa.
In 2022.
The committee focusing on several popular drugs, saying Johnson & Johnson charges Americans with arthritis $79,000 for Stelara, while the same product is about $16,000 in the UK. And Merck charges diabetes patients $6,900 for Januvia, when that same product can be purchased for $900 in Canada and $200 in France.
Now, their response to that? Yeah, but if you go to Canada, you may have to wait many years to get that medication. That's what they said. They said the waiting list is very long for those medications in those countries, and sometimes they have a very difficult time getting them, whereas here in the United States... potentially have availability as a pro.
You pay for the availability?
Wait, so it's $6,900 here, $200 there. And you're telling me that if we pay the $6,900, we get it immediately. Is the insurance company willing to pay the $6,900?
Right.
That's my question. And so then does this come down to people who can afford to pay $7,000 a month for medication? I assume we're talking about per month. Usually when they give the drug prices, it's for 30 days, right? So, because I know, like, when my dad was sick, they said, we've got this medication, it'll probably help, but it's six grand. It was $6,000 a month. And then they're like, oh, we figured out all these ways. We got it down. We got good news. And they called. His doctor was all excited. We got good news. We figured it out. It's only going to be $2,500 a month. And my parents were like, what? That doesn't help.
Right.
Like, it's all the same. Might as well be $1 million.
Right.
We can't afford to pay that. And it wasn't something like, just take it once, and hopefully after that 30 days, you'll really start feeling better.
You're going to be on it forever?
Yeah, it was something that you just take the rest of your life, and hopefully it'll extend your life. But, yeah, he couldn't afford that. And I'm not saying that insurance companies, or if you had socialized medicine, that they should pay for all these experimental treatments either. I get that. But if you're talking about something like insulin or something that we know is needed and we know works, then there's got to be some sort of happy middle ground here between $7,000 and $200, waiting 6 years for the medication and getting it instantly. And if that means that you have to take – some of the profit out of that stuff, then do it. And that can just mean, and when I say that, I don't care if the government has to subsidize
of course.
Their profits at this point.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
how
no,
much
I'm
money do you.
You
need to make?
Have you ever, we're just going to do the straight capitalism thing.
Right.
They can charge whatever they want. That's
right,
fine.
Right.
But then the government's job is to protect its citizens.
Yep.
And disease is part of that job.
Yeah. So for-profit healthcare.
I don't understand how that's kind of skipped us.
I know. It's the same with like airlines. I'm like, go ahead and just let them keep the facades going, because they already give them so much money, the big airlines. So just let them keep the names and quit with the back and forth each year and just say, the government's going to give them this much money every year. And but because of that, then they have to actually follow some rules that the government lays out, right? You have to do this. If people are delayed this often, then you're going to get fined, things of that nature, instead of just the every year trying to figure out how they're going to bail out another company. But with healthcare, it's completely insane. Those numbers that they flashed, there were more of them, but the numbers that they were flashing up were crazy. Not just crazy because I don't understand who could possibly afford some of this stuff, but the differences between our country and these other countries. But again, the person from one of the companies, I don't know if he was Johnson & Johnson or what, he said, well, people in Canada are waiting a very, very long time to get those medications. So, and I did not hear what the pushback was on that. Joe Biden, this is good news for Biden. Mm-hmm. He will not be charged for taking all those documents home and putting them in his garage. Remember when Trump got in trouble for taking all the documents home and put them in his garage?
I do.
Biden took a bunch of documents home and put them in his garage, or somebody did. But the special counsel's like, we don't know that he even knew that they were there. Maybe somebody sent him over there. I mean, we know that he was having a memoir written and that maybe some of that stuff was going to be used for the memoir. But, you know, we don't know that Biden asked for the stuff to be put next to his Corvette in the garage. Maybe somebody delivered it to his house.
Well, hey, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
The big difference is when they asked Biden, he helped.
Yes.
He was like, oh, please, go find whatever you need.
The end. The deal was that, you know, because this became the back and forth of the political football, if you will. Well, Biden did it. Biden did it. Look at this. Biden's got this stuff here. And eventually they said yes. But when we went to Mr. Biden and said, we need your cooperation, he gave us his full cooperation instead of, quick, hide some of that stuff in the basement, right? At least according to them.
Pointed out that classified documents were found throughout Biden's Delaware home, in file cabinets, in his basement, even in his garage, basically among junk. And Hurd says that Biden shared some of that information with a ghostwriter of his memoir. So there was some evidence that Biden intended to retain highly classified information. But here's a significant issue. The special counsel in some cases could not determine how the documents wound up in such unsecure locations, including that garage. And Hurd acknowledged the possibility that the documents could have been sent to Biden's home and other offices without his knowledge.
Could have been sent there without his knowledge. Who knows? We don't know how it got there. Lamar Jackson is the real MVP.
Yeah.
Was this on television?
Last night.
I know what happened last night. Is it on, like, what it's on? I didn't know if it was on a cable network. I didn't see it anywhere. But I don't know what his numbers were this year when you compare him to everybody else's. Was he the obvious MVP for
everybody
the year?
Everybody knew he was going to win it.
Well, they knew he was going to win it. I didn't know if there was any debate about, even from, like, Nick Wright saying that he shouldn't have won it.
Okay. The 2023 AP Most Valuable Player presented by Invisalign is
presented by
Lamar
Invisalign.
Jackson.
Man.
I want to thank my organization, you know, Baltimore Ravens for, you know, finally getting his deal done. shout out to Eric, you know, shout out to Steve, Coach Harbaugh, you know, the whole unit. My offense, man, my offensive line, man, I can't thank them enough. It's a team thing, you know, for these awards. And, you know, I want to thank my family at home. But you guys have a great night, and that's all, folks.
He's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Who was the... So you say there was no, like, runner-up, there was no debate about
who
maybe should have been
offensive MVP. Was CMC.
Okay, so...
Defensive MVP was, what's his name, from Cleveland. People upset about that because T.J. Watt didn't get it.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Who's the guy from Cleveland? Someone great?
Yes.
Very, very good.
Number 95.
Number 95.
I'm picturing him right now.
Yeah.
I just, for whatever reason, can I have one more shot?
Yeah. Laszlo, I know we talked about Toby Keith dying the other day, and we were kind of saying, Toby Keith, which one's he? The red,
Miles
white,
Garrett.
Blue. Miles Garrett. The red, white, and blue,
you.
Boot up your ass guy.
Yeah.
But when I got home, Brooke was listening to Toby Keith.
Yeah.
And did
but
you
she
know
like Toby Keith?
Yeah. And did you know
she
that?
She does?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was a country person.
Had no idea either. I've never heard her listen to a country song in my life. But apparently your little sister liked him when she was a kid.
Should have been a cowboy. That was a good song.
That's
but I don't
right.
know
but
any other ones.
That's not the song that you should be made aware of. The song that you and I both should have been aware of is How Do You Like Me Now, which I mentioned the other day,
that.
But I didn't actually know what it was about. Do you know what it's about?
Yeah, he's like, she didn't like him, but now he's a star or whatever. Right?
He's on the radio. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you like me now? Now that I'm on your radio. That's what he says.
Yeah.
I mean, we should have been using that as our anthem for years.
But the problem is people don't like us now.
Well, I know, but there was a moment. We had a moment when we could have been using that. The song's old. It's not new. Anyway, you know who was friends with Toby? Is Brett Favre. You knew that, obviously.
Sense?
Yeah, you knew that. And, of course, TMZ Can't get enough info about Toby Keith this week, so TMZ. Hey, Brett Favre knew Toby Keith. Can we get Brett Favre on the line to talk to us a little bit about Toby Keith? Let's ask Brett about the last time he talked to Toby Keith.
I sent him a message and said, hey, man, great to see you back up and playing, and I'm hoping that you're turning the corner. And he said, I quit chemo, and, you know, it probably did more damage to me than the cancer did. And he said, I'm just hoping I didn't quit it too late. But he said, you know, I'm thankful I got a chance to play some shows.
Hey, what was going on with Brett Favre? Wasn't there something about that stadium and all that stuff? Whatever happened with
showed his wiener to someone.
Misappropriation of funds or whatever the accusation was.
And then he misappropriated some funds to
allegedly,
build like a stadium for his daughter.
He was involved, or that a politician did, and allegedly he was involved in it, or was aware that the funds were going to be used.
Yeah, whatever. How do you like him now? He was just on TV, bitch.
Good point. He was just on, not just TV, TMZ.
Yeah, how do you like me now?
You're right. That answers my question. I just thought that there was a lot of talk about him there for a little while, and whether or not he was going to get in trouble for that. What was that, Mississippi?
That's Toby Keith's song.
Is Brett Favre from Mississippi? Is that where he's from?
Well, I know he played at Southern Miss.
Okay. Seems like a Southern guy. Were you looking at best Toby Keith songs?
Yeah. Let's
see. So there's I Want to Talk About You. You know that song, right? We want to talk
I
about
get him
me.
Really confused with...
And there's How Do You Like Me Now. Brooke played me a...
I wish I didn't know now.
Yeah. Oh, there's a song for you. That's the other thing she showed me. There is a song for you.
He ain't worth missing.
There is a song where he talks about how he just wants to hook up tonight. If you're looking for something, if you're looking for conversation in the morning, you got the wrong guy. Basically, call somebody else. I'm not interested in marriage or any of those things. I'm just interested
in a little less talk and a lot more action.
It might be, but I think it's something different because I already knew a little less talk and a lot more action.
Red Solo Cup, I think that was popular.
That I fill you up, yeah. Red Solo Cup.
You're not allowed to say that.
That's how it went. I think that was the hook. But yeah, he's got a song. Someone on Twitch will know where he talks about. He's got some good lines in it, but it's about I'm not looking to talk to you in the morning. I'm not looking to talk to you really at all.
Whiskey Girl?
I don't know if it's Whiskey Girl. I'll have to text Brooke and ask her which song it is.
He ain't worth missing. That was popular.
Yeah, he had actually more than I thought. And a couple of them that she played me were songs that I really thought were other people. I thought they were like Alan Jackson.
He's got a song called Who's Your Daddy?
Yeah, I think you know that one.
I don't know.
Who's your daddy? Who's your mama?
You're just making that up, man.
No, that's how it goes. I'm serious.
Right, play it, then I want to hear it.
Okay.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, that's the hook. Well, I'm making up that part of the words, everybody. That's how the hook goes. Who's your daddy? Is that right, Twitch? Yes, it is. Hold on, I'm looking it up. But I wish someone could tell me what the song was. Whoa, dude, I just went to YouTube. And I went to the search bar, and all I did was put the cursor in there, and Who's Your Daddy popped up. So you're going to tell me this thing isn't listening? I mean, maybe I looked it up.
A million times?
A million times in the last 2 days, but sure. I don't recall doing that. That seems a little weird. Okay, Who's Your Daddy? Toby Keith. Is this it? This is it. Oh, crap. This might be kind of loud. Let me turn this down just so I don't bust anybody's eardrums here. All of his videos, by the way, are very like cheap pornography. There's some sort of sketch going on. There's dialogue, and it's really, really cheesy. Ha! I had the right song. This is it. I actually didn't even know this was him. She didn't play me this one.
I've never heard this.
I'm
going
to get to the
hood.
Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy?
Horrible.
Who's your friend?
Okay, that's enough. That's horrible.
Yeah, but you got to hear
the
one
about... I don't want to say anything bad about the guy.
You got to hear the one about...
He died, whatever.
I'm just looking to hook
up. I know he's
up.
Kind of like a right-wing douche.
He
I don't like what he did with the Dixie Chicks and all that. He's kind of just a right-wing bully bitch, but...
Yeah, but if you go before 9/11...
Well, everything changed after 9/11.
Exactly, including sure. Toby Keith. So there's some stuff there. Now that song that I'm telling you to listen to, I'm not sure if that was pre 9/11 or post 9/11. It might have been post 9/11, but I'm telling you that. How Do You Like Me Now? And the other one, I'll find the song. I'll ask Brooke what it is. But she's like, this is like Lazlo. It's like Lazlo wrote these lyrics.
She never cried?
It's like, I'm just interested in now.
You ain't much fun?
I'm not interested in long term.
Get you some?
It could be that. I'll have to look at the lyrics and I'll get back
to you.
That's
country, bro?
No, that's not it.
Love me if you can? I'm just talking about tonight.
That's it. I'm just talking about tonight.
From the album entitled Pull My Chain.
That's it. I'm just talking about tonight. See? And that's, you had said at one point you thought that would be a good title for an album, Pull My Chain.
Oh, yeah, Pull My Chain, you're right.
Yeah, I'm just talking about tonight. Is that what you said it's called? Yeah, now, not 100%. Obviously, that would be ridiculous to think that I could be 100% certain. But I'm 95% certain Lazlo's going to love this.
Okay, I hate this.
Hold on. Not talking about locking down forever. That's too demanding. I'm just talking about too long. You used to work in country radio.
I did. I didn't like it.
Well, you couldn't have hated all of it equally.
Okay, this is terrible. I hate it.
Oh, Lazlo.
I hate it.
Hey, hold on. Here you go. I'm talking about hooking up and hanging out. Just talking about tonight. See, he says, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out, because the hangout part is too much. He keeps, you know, whittling it down to what he's actually talking about, which is just tonight. I thought you'd like that.
I don't love it.
Well, I like it quite a bit. I'm going to probably spend some time this week. No, but I like the lyrics.
Yeah, that's not for me.
It sounds very 90s country, you know?
Yeah, that's not going to be anything I love.
I liked that stuff when I was a kid. But I grew up, my dad loved country. My dad was in a country band.
Did he do a song called Who's Your Daddy? Country. And did he come home and sing it to you?
No, he didn't.
Who's your daddy? You're like, you are.
He didn't, no.
Now it's horror night, boys. Who's your daddy?
Now it's horror night.
The Church of Lazlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, so here's prop betting for the, apparently there's a game this weekend.
Yeah, there is a game this weekend. I think you know that.
National anthem over 90.5 seconds is plus 102. Only one Super Bowl performer since 1999 has performed the anthem in under 91 seconds.
I can't even think of one person who's done the national anthem. Can you? Well, off the top of your head,
Stapleton did it last year, right?
He was over 91 seconds. Only one person under.
Who was it?
Billy Joel.
Oh. I don't remember that at all. People don't remember who does the national anthem.
Right. Reba McEntire is doing it this year.
Of course. She's having a great
year. But interestingly, hey, people, a little inside information, because I did a little looking around. She has sung the national anthem before.
Mm-hmm.
She did it for a World Series game,
mm-hmm.
and she did it in 83 seconds.
Mm.
So my money's on the under. Even if she's like, this is the Super Bowl, I got to add a little bit. She'd still have to add 7 seconds to that stupid song.
Whoa, with the villain stuff.
Hey, I try to get people angry.
Were you here when that guy from the record label was explaining when they do the national anthem about how they can get that coin? That they have to try and match their finale, you know, Home of the Brave, wherever that song is,
mm-hmm.
with the flyover.
Mm.
And if they time it within a certain however many seconds, they get this coin. And this is the goal, because there's a lot of practice that goes into trying to make sure that the Jets are going to take. They know exactly how much time it's going to take at this speed to get to the stadium and fly over the stadium. So they, you know, take off at a certain place, or, you know, start heading that way at a certain time, and boom, she starts, and they have to try and match it up. Now I always think of that ever since he explained how that works.
I know.
And the last game I was at, the national anthem went. We were like, oh, I thought there was a flyover day. No flyover. I mean, it's been off before, but this was like the national anthem was done. It had been done for a good 10, 15 seconds, maybe a while. And then the planes came over. I was like, whoa, that is the biggest delay I'd seen to date. But yeah, they are, and I'm sure for the Super Bowl even more so, they are trained or whatever to try and get this to work out to be exactly on time. So I don't know if that affects how long her rendition takes, or if it's more like they know how long her rendition takes, so they stick with that.
Right, they probably practiced it a few times. Right? But if she did it in 83 seconds for a World Series, I know the Super Bowl's bigger, so she's, you know, bigger stage.
Yeah.
Still, 7 seconds is quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
To drag out notes. So my money's on the under.
Next.
Let's see. Opening kickoff, not a touchback.
Oh.
Plus 250.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just assume it's going to be, but I.
Right. Plus 250.
You're the one who gives
us
free
locks. Think if, you know, you're not going to be able to bet it. So I think if the 49ers, if the Chiefs kick off, I think the 49ers return it.
Okay.
If the Chiefs kick off, I mean, if the 49ers kick off, then I think if the Chiefs receive, I think it's a touchback.
Okay.
So I don't have any real way to tell you without knowing who won the coin toss.
Will they because let you I bet think, on that stuff in Kansas on the apps?
A lot of them they will. Just some of them they won't.
Okay.
Let's see.
There's usually the color of Gatorade is one of them, isn't that? One of the ones they do every year. Color of Gatorade, the length of the national anthem, and... Oh, something about the halftime show. Yeah, stuff about the halftime show.
I should take his shirt off this year, I think is one.
I saw he didn't show up to practice. I'm still totally in this bizarro world about him being the halftime star. I don't... If they'd said Jamiroquai is going to host, I would be equally as confused. Like, oh.
I think he's bigger than Jamiroquai, but I don't get it.
You get my point.
What you're saying, yeah.
It's bizarre. The guy had a big hit a really long time ago.
I mean, a couple hits, yeah. Like, Oh My God, and Yeah, and...
Those are different songs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, Let Me Love You Down. Isn't that Oh My God? Baby, Let Me Love You Down.
I don't know. I guess I only know that one song.
Yeah, dun, 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 dun.
All right. First touchdown score, Deebo Samuel, plus 950.
Is that your...
That's a good bet. I'm telling you these are good bets.
We need locks.
You make what you... I'll give you the locks at the end. Relax, baby boy. Deebo Samuel plus 950. That's a good bet. 950 is a lot. He's a huge weapon. I got to think that the 49ers will be focusing on Rice and Kelce, right? Like, I don't know. I think you got CMC, you got Kittle. I think... The problem is, like I said, you have the 49ers focusing on Kelce.
Well,
it could be Pacheco. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But if you want to throw it at 950, I think really good bets are Deebo Samuel and Pacheco, depending on where that ball goes first. But Deebo Samuel plus 950, I think the Chiefs are going to try to stop CMC and George Kittle.
Well, sure, but doesn't everybody
try? We got Brandon Ayuk. Right. Deebo Samuel is an interesting bet at plus 950 for the first touchdown. He can be a running back. He can be a wide receiver. He could be a problem for the Chiefs. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's going to. I'm just saying where they line him up and what they do with him could be a problem.
Okay.
And, I mean, someone's going to score first, but I feel like it might take the Chiefs a little bit of time to score. They might have to figure out their way down the field. Where they
right.
could be
could
down 7-0 for a little bit.
There.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, a couple series where they get a couple first downs and feel it out. And then it's protected. By that time, Deebo could have scored on a trick play or something already.
Okay.
All right. That's plus 950. Rashee Rice, 10-1. Noah Gray, if everybody's covering, these are just things I'm throwing out to you. These are the odds. If everybody's covering Kelce, Noah Gray's plus 5,500 for the first touchdown.
Apparently Nick just said Noah Gray anytime touchdown is plus 950. That's a good bet apparently.
Well, DraftKings is plus 5,500 for the first touchdown.
The first touchdown, okay.
Yeah. So I do think that's a good pick.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick's saying anytime touchdown, anytime goes down lower.
Of course, but still.
You could take him for anytime and first and cover your money.
Exactly.
Let's see. Mahomes under 262.5 yards passing. Well, I'm on the under.
Under 262?
Yeah.
I have to go back and look and see how many yards.
He hasn't. So I'm just telling you.
When was the last time he?
5 games since he's been over 262.
Since he's been over 262? Okay. Well, then, yeah.
5 games.
I mean, it is the Super Bowl and all, but still.
I know.
5 games.
And 5 games.
And he's played
San Francisco's defense pretty solid.
Yeah.
And I also believe that the Chiefs are going to run the ball a lot. So that takes the ball out of his hands a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think they could run the ball a lot. Brock Purdy, under 248 yards passing. Let's see. I'm trying to look. He hasn't passed that number in 5 games either. I want to make sure they had them both the same.
Okay.
He hasn't done that in 5 games either. And the Chiefs' defense is, I mean, their cornerbacks and safety play is unbelievable. He's going to have a problem.
Okay. I like hearing that. from the villain, especially. It's nice to hear.
Mm. Let's see. What else do I see here? I like Kelce over 72 yards receiving.
Okay.
That's minus 110. I'd actually, you can bump that up, and I'd go over 80 probably.
What does it say? His last five games or something like that? They do something similar?
No, I have to look it up, but
let's see if I can find it. He's
over 85 yards a game in the postseason, but not in the regular season.
Okay.
It's time. Kelce will shine. Right?
Yeah.
He's a star. Now, here's ones that I don't really know. Little John will appear with Usher at the halftime show.
Yeah. How could he not? It's your one song.
He has to.
The guy has one song. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
And it's a Lil John.
Let me tell you
streams
right now. Listen, I'm with you. It's
minus 200, by the way, so people think you'll be there.
Yeah. He will. Now, you throw in,
Okay, has $1 billion. DJ Got Us Fallen in Love has $752 million. Hey Daddy has $132 million. My Boo has $681 million. He's got the numbers. It's just, it doesn't seem like it to me.
Because he's got one song. Yeah. That's it. That's all anybody knows. Okay.
All right, so here you go.
Will Missy Elliott appear? That's a good
Taylor good Swift.
Guy. Will she endorse Biden? Is that the...
No. Over 28.5 seconds.
Okay.
Of TV time.
Oh, yeah, so they were going to do that. The amount of time. Have they said what her average screen time is?
Someone did the math on all of the games she's been to, and I think that it amounts to like 29 seconds
okay,
total.
So this is more This is more coverage.
I saw it on Instagram, but...
Instagram's wrong, because she got 24 seconds of screen time on Buffalo alone.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I saw something similar. And then she got... Maybe it was like 2 minutes.
Maybe it was 2 weeks ago when he did this or something.
She got 66 seconds the week before. And 32 seconds at the AFC Championship game. So in the last three games, she's got 24, 66, and 32.
Right. You expect more of this game that's going to be
it's
a longer
over 28.5.
Game.
I mean,
when does
although she's
start?
Only got one, it'll be every second that she's on TV.
No, I know. So, but every second that she's on TV, does that include the pregame show and things like that?
No, during the game.
When the kickoff has to happen for the clock to start? Okay.
Yes. 28.5 seconds, I'm on the over. I mean, it's the Super Bowl. It's their biggest audience. It's the best thing that's happened to them in a long time. And in the last three games, she's only gotten one time under 28.
Okay.
If you can bet that where you are, put your house on over the 28.5. Oh, Travis Kelce's going to score. And when he scores, they are going to be on her.
Have they said that for sure she said she's coming?
Oh, yeah, she'll be there.
Okay.
And then
you see all those Japanese girls in Chiefs stuff? I mean, it's crazy how big Taylor Swift is. I saw mobs of Japanese girls who'd never watched football before, and they're all wearing Chiefs stuff. I mean, we talk about how much the NFL loves this, but how about the Hunts and the Chiefs organization? The amount of extra Chiefs stuff that they're selling because of Taylor Swift. They owe her some kickbacks. All right. Sorry.
And then Kelce and Swift, minus 200 to be shown kissing on the field.
Well, they showed it last time, right? Or was it the game before? It was
last time. Yeah, it was the one time she went down there when they won.
Yeah. So you got to – if she did it last time, this game's an even bigger deal, so I would think she'd come down again. Yeah.
My money's on yes, too.
Yeah.
It's minus 200, though, so.
I'll take it.
Yeah, they're going to show them. If they win, if they don't win, then what? That's the problem.
Well, right, if they lose, I don't think we're going to get the closest of them kissing. Right. Although you could get the, I'm sorry, honey. They do that with Kelce's mom, of course. That's because her other son is the one winning. So I don't know. If they win, I feel confident that we see that. Very confident. If they lose, I really don't see how they work that in. But they could. It's possible.
All right, if you're looking for the first touchdown score, plus 800, this is me. Travis Kelce at plus 800.
Okay.
If you can get that. And then I looked it up. He has scored before anyone else in three of the Chiefs' last six postseason games. So that's a 50% odd, really, in history, and you're getting that number. That's a big number. Go ahead and throw some money on that. First touchdown score, Travis Kelce. Here you go. You want my lock?
Yeah, let's get the lock.
All right, so just like I did with the Lions, all right? If you wanted, I'm going to take the Chiefs and the points.
Okay.
I believe there's no reason for me to ever bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
There's just no reason for me to bet against him. But just like the Lions, I took the Lions and the points. I thought it would be close. I took the Lions and the points. But I told you on Twitch, that's up to you. Don't count me on that, right? But I told you the two running backs would both be over 50 yards. They were. If you did that, you cashed in like me. All right?
Okay.
For the lock, very easy. Chiefs and the points. Christian McCaffrey, a touchdown, anytime touchdown score.
Oh, yeah.
Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown score. Travis Kelce being an anytime touchdown score will give you a little bit better odds. I think if you wanted less odds, you could go with Pacheco. But I believe in this kind of game, with Taylor Swift watching, he will score. And I also believe that CMC is going to score. He scores every week.
He scores every game.
There was something like if you had put
money. I mean, betting
money,
against him would pay
if
better.
You had put money on CMC to score every game since starting last year,
yeah,
$100 and just roll it over, you'd be a millionaire.
Wow.
So, CMC.
Don't bet against him. Just
Kelce,
like Mahomes,
anytime. And the Chiefs and the points. That's the lock.
There you go. Don't have
I'm telling you right now,
lock.
Go do it.
Okay.
And then I would say, if you got a little extra spending money, throw it on Pacheco for the MVP.
Okay.
The odds are pretty good on that, and I do think it could be, I mean, if I'll guess the score, I'm going to say that Chris Jones plays a huge role in the game, whether they win or they lose. If he can stop Brock Purdy from scrambling on third down and make some tackles, it will be massive. Massive. And he's going to have to. If you see him making tackles outside of the box, the Chiefs are going to win.
There you go.
If you don't, they're in trouble. Chris Jones is the biggest part of this game. If you have extra money to throw, that being said, 27-21. Chiefs, Pacheco, two touchdowns. He gets the MVP.
Okay.
Those are locks.
People could be rich by Monday if you just
are you gonna
put
do
enough
any of
money
those?
Down. No. I can't get logged into my app. So
you're not going to do any of them?
I can't get logged in. It's forcing me out.
I'll reset a password.
Which one are you going to do that I just gave you?
I like your Chiefs. I like your locks. Chiefs and points, CMC touchdown, and Kelce touchdown.
Easy money. I'll tell you what it'll make you right now. And then we'll get out of here. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me go to my betting.
Because I might do that.
I like
and
those.
And then also,
those
if
are
I could cover
bets.
It, do a CMC. And I mean, I think Kelce will score, but do a yeah. CMC and a Pacheco.
Yeah.
You can do that. You just make less money. Right. So I'm trying to make you a little bit of money. That's it. Let's see.
I like those.
Super Bowl. I'm going to go Chiefs. Oh, I did them straight up. I'm going to do plus 2.5. And then
McCaffrey's annoyingly good. It's just
what's the spread right now?
He's more good. 2.5.
Is that it's still 2.5?
Mm-hmm.
The fans, you look at the crowd, I don't know how much of the media stuff you've been watching, Snowcone, but it is a lot of 49ers fans.
Yeah. Anytime touchdown score, Christian McCaffrey.
It's a much bigger city, I get it. I mean it's
yeah, but
in Nevada,
don't,
but
seem
God,
like that, yeah.
Man, it's crazy. Felt like it was almost.
I always forget 49ers that it's like we that it's like a revenge game for them. Like I
yeah,
forget that we beat
yeah,
them in the first.
Yeah,
one.
And they haven't won a Super Bowl since 1990.
Oh, really?
One or two or something crazy. Yeah.
Let me change this.
I think real. That's what I heard Bruce saying on Nick's show earlier. It was the early 90s. I'll double check that. Last time 49ers won the Super Bowl.
All right, so. If you take the Chiefs and the points, and you do Travis Kelce and CMC anytime touchdown scores, $100 will get you about 330. If you take them straight up, it'll get you about 450. So, to be honest with you, scrap the points. Chiefs will win outright. Don't take the points. CMC, Travis Kelce score. Chiefs win outright. Take the money line. 100 will get you 424.
There you go.
About $10,000 on that. Let me see. $10,000. I'm going to bet $10,000 now if it lets me. It might not let me.
Why wouldn't it let you? Because you don't have that much money in your account?
Nope, I got it. $10,000. I just did the bet.
I didn't know what he meant. Seriously, like I didn't know if he meant that because it's,
I don't know if
it's held in the wallet.
That parlay would be too much.
Oh, okay.
I won bet, but $10,000 paid me $42,500.
There you go.
I just did it.
$42,000. You could have yourself a pretty sweet new Hyundai or something.
Or minus $10,000.
Yeah. There's that.
That's easy
but
money.
That's
we got
why
it.
You listen to someone like
Laszlo. All right, Taylor Swift, good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.